My guests are feminist psychotherapists Susie Orbach and Louise Eichenbaum. They are best friends who have also been partners in establishing women's therapy centers. While working together, they found unexpected feelings of jealousy and competition creeping into their relationship. In their psychotherapy practice, they observed other women also facing new tensions in their friendships. Orbach and Eichenbaum have collaborated on a new book titled Between Women, Love, Envy, and Competition in Women's Friendships. It's about the crisis they think women are experiencing in their friendships with each other, a crisis that they think may be an ironic effect of feminism. Susie Orbach recalled what relationships between girlfriends were like at the beginning of the women's movement.
We hang out all the time together. There wasn't an activity that couldn't be cut into to do it with a girlfriend. Now, we have to squeeze it in around, I mean, because we're more in the workplace, because a lot of us have children, because of us have serious, we have serious intimate sexual relationships, girlfriends often come second, third, fourth place in a way that they simply didn't 10 years ago.
You described something in the book that I know I could relate to, and a lot of people could, is you want to see your girlfriend, and you whip out your calendar, and you start looking at the days, and you can't find a day in the next month that you can both coordinate seeing each other, and it's a terrible, terrible feeling.
It's really terrible, and I think that women are feeling the loss of their women's friendships. I think that they're really missing one another, so that you realize that the ways in which we refuel our emotional supply system by talking with girlfriends and spending times with them, we're really feeling very depleted.
It's hard, it's unfortunate, but it doesn't make us feel bad as some of the other emotions that you get to in the book. For instance, the feeling of competition with a very good friend. And that's something that I think in the women's movement, women really try to transcend, overcome, to not feel competitive, but to feel a sense of sisterhood with other women. And you're talking about this feeling, these feelings of competition creeping back into relationships.
Well, I think we were very successful at banishing those feelings of competition because I don't think, for a lot of us, we were competing with one another for men. We were actually involved together in trying to get some recognition, to push forward on projects together, to create things together. But I think one of the ethoses of the women's liberation movement, which stood us in good stead at the time, was we all had to do everything together. God forbid anybody should do something a quarter of a centimeter ahead or do something slightly different. That was extremely threatening.
What are some of the typical ways you've been seeing this kind of competition come up between girlfriends?
Well, in sort of two arenas, largely, either at work, where there's it may be a coworker who also happens to be a friend or is just another coworker, and also sort of on the home front. I mean, the ways in which women used to feel competitive before the women's movement, unfortunately, haven't completely died down. I mean, that is, women can still feel incredibly competitive with one another about how they appear, how they manage to put themselves together, the ways in which they're able to either have children now or, and still continue to work and so on. So there's sort of a larger scope of area now that women can feel competitive about.
I suppose what we're really trying to discuss in Between Women is to recognize these are terribly difficult feelings, but that instead of them being things we have to hide or feel ashamed of, to recognize that competition is a cover for a lot of very complicated feelings about women's invisibility, about recognition, about the desire to do what the other woman has, about one's coming to terms with areas that one does feel inadequate, because those are quite important, actually. There's nothing, we don't need to be ashamed of the areas in which we need to grow in.
You make the point that women friends are usually much better at supporting each other in times of adversity.
Absolutely.
Than sharing in the pleasure someone might experience at something good that happens to them.
Well, I think it's possible to share the pleasure if it's simultaneous. It's when there's a difference that's going on that I think the difficulty really creeps in. If two of you are promoted together, I don't think that's a problem. But I think if one of you has a situation of joy, then I think it can be very, very difficult.
I mean, that's part of what's so awful now, is that we do know how to commiserate. We do know how to support one another. We do know how to say, this situation is awful. My relationship is unsatisfying. I hate my boss. I hate my job.
I don't want to give that up, though. I need that support,
right,
too.
Right. I don't think, I mean, that's terrifically, it's to be able to offload those kinds of feelings is wonderful. But to be able to tell a friend or to be able to share with a friend something that is very positive that's happening, very sadly, is difficult for women. It's hard to feel. I mean, of course, this isn't across the board, but sometimes it's very difficult to feel just a pure feeling of joy and pleasure for your friend when she's telling you about something that's really terrific that's happening for her. And very often it is accompanied by this sort of sickening twinge that you can feel viscerally, you know, in your body of envy.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that we want to see ourselves reflected exactly in the people who are closest to us?
I don't think we feel entitled to what it is we're now receiving, which we fought for. Deep inside of us, I think there's some nagging worry, some feelings of fraudulence, some insecurity, some feeling that we'll be in trouble for getting it. Somebody's going to take it away. Somebody's going to be cross with us. There is a real feeling that one is doing some act of betrayal, that one is somehow betraying unconsciously women.
You know, but of course that also has some, if you don't mind my saying, it does have some sort of roots that go back to earlier on in our lives. I think that feeling, that sense of betrayal, can very much be connected to the mother-daughter relationship, where even if one had a mother who very much wanted her daughter to have a life that looked different, and a daughter who would develop in certain ways and be successful in ways that the mother wasn't, it's still very difficult for that daughter to feel that it's absolutely fine and a pleasure to have the things that she has now in her life if her mother didn't.
You're suggesting that women try to almost redefine their friendships and not try to meet each other in the sense of a merged relationship. We totally share everything. We totally share each other's feelings. We undergo the same experiences at the same time. But to kind of break away and then reform in the sense of we're both individuals. We have different kinds of lives. One has a family, one doesn't. One has a job, one doesn't. But we appreciate each other, and we can have this friendship based on what's different about us as well as it being similar about us.
Not only do we appreciate this relationship, I think something else that is very important to recognize is how much we need one another's support. And that, as we've said, women often feel that their own development is going to threaten that connection. And what we're trying to say is, no, if we're really going to be sisters, we have to be able to support each other's development, even in the differences.
You know what this reminds me of, in a way, is the kind of redefining of love relationships that women went through a few years ago, thinking, well, when I fall in love, it doesn't mean I will become that person. I will lead their life. Our lives will be totally intertwined every second of the day. We'll be two individuals who share a lot about each other's lives. But there was a real redefining and breaking away. And are you suggesting that women have to go through that kind of step within their relationships with each other?
There never was a symmetry in male-female relationships. In fact,
it was unequal, yeah.
I mean, the merge, in a way, between women is much more complex, mm-hmm. right? Because one does identify, one does understand, one can imagine.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I mean, we have to recognize that, just to, you know, again, throw in a sort of tidbit here about how different this is today in the lives of women than it was. The generation of women who are 30 to 40, for example, still, we're a generation of women who were raised to know themselves through their attachment to other people.
Not only are there a whole new parameters to the feelings, but we don't have mechanisms in women's friendships. If commiseration and support for the hard times has been a byword, or we all get out together and we all do it at the same time, then we don't have the mechanism for bringing up difficulties, for even having a fight, which you do in a sexual relationship. And I think it's so terrifying to disagree.
Now that you've isolated all these feelings that nobody really wants to admit to or to deal with.
Thank you very much.
do you make vows to yourself that when you feel envious of a friend, you'll admit it to yourself and admit it to them?
Well, I'll give you a good example. I mean, I remember when I was breastfeeding, Louise got off the plane and she looked absolutely gorgeous. And I thought, I felt that. And I thought, she looks so beautiful. And I had, you know, a flash of pleasure. And then I had a flash of self-hatred. And then I thought, hey, wait, you've got an analysis of envy. This must mean you want something that she has. And you haven't been able to spring the time and the attention for yourself. Ask Louise to take you shopping.
And also, it's not that we absolutely say that women must speak up about these feelings every single time to one another. I don't think that's really, I mean, yes, speaking up is one part of what this is about. But more importantly, the first step is recognizing the feeling, and then rather than launching into some kind of self-hatred and battering of oneself, to be able to examine it a bit more, to be a little more self-accepting, to say that this is a feeling that's inevitable at this point in history for women, and to be able to sort of take a step back and think about what this is really telling you about yourself and what it is you're wanting, which might enable you at that moment not to hate yourself and hate the other woman.
Louise Eichenbaum and Susie Orbach are the authors of Between Women. This is Fresh Air.